The message you're about to listen to was preached at Foursquare Gospel Church Dominion Center, pastored by Sam Osalau. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
We're not taking the step to receive deliverance fruit. What things are we supposed to do that will make us grow in deliverance? Grow in our walk with God. I will not just remain at the same level where we give our life to Jesus. That's what we're going to do, that we just mentioned. The fourth one is the one called studying God's Word. I call that the power of information. That will be praying to Him every time. The reason why prayer is becoming so difficult for so many people is because we have seen prayer as one channel. Prayer and trust, a means of asking God for our name. A means of asking God for our name. That's why you ask people to pray and they get set up on time. Because they are praying for a dream and that means of it. Prayer is a communion. I am married to a very beautiful wife and we can stay together without even talking and enjoy our presence. As I put any married here, that you are just with your wife or you are just with your husband and there is not even any discussion, what I just said now, that you are not seeing anything, but you are enjoying the presence of God. That's the power of communion. Now, we get to the level where you are just going in the presence of God. You are not asking God, I'm going to pass my exam. That is the last prayer point we have to put up to the choir here now. Some of them are doing online exams. So people that are doing the exam, they are saying, after finish, let's read our book. Don't worry, that's the only exam we have passed in the book of Jesus. But you don't see the first day of asking His presence. You see what it comes, you see praying for Him, you read the Jesus, you are feeling, you know what to say. Just go and stop enjoying your prayer. I don't know what to mean. What I was there. Thank you. I was definitely good. There was a guy that was very, very close. He was my primary school friend. I couldn't find the primary school. We're so close, but when we did our primary school, we went away. I went to Shagam for my secondary school. That was secondary school. He went to Federal Government College for York, home in New York, secondary school. And after our fourth year, we came together home. And then at that time, we have come to where we were living somewhere around the Evangel, and you were living somewhere around the nation. At that time, we came back from school, we have come to somewhere around Amadea, and the family has come to Ghana, which is the working people for each other without family. And then one day we got to talk, and he said, he's around by here, I went to visit him. And it was a very enjoying moment, enjoying myself with him. It was not good way, it was not beautiful. We were just chatting and catching up for some time. After we were doing that, I said I was going. He escorted me to the room and he forgot that he was escorting me and he followed me to my house and he kept my feelings because we're just enjoying that fellowship. And then he kept me and I said, I'm a silly thing, we are going to your house. But we didn't plan to come here and he said, my mom, he said, my younger one. I said, I escorted him and he come back to his house again. And the mother was asking, I said, if you send me here, why did he come back? Because we are seeing ourselves from closer. So when we're here, we're now going to say, let's look for the big way between your house and my house. So that when you get to this place, they are not crossing that place, they are not crossing. You know, that's the joy of communion. There are people you have communion with, people in conference, that you don't want to meet. That if you don't hear from them in 1 day, in 2 days, in 3 days, they have not called you. They are not sending text messages. There is no WhatsApp message, there is no Facebook message. You don't consider that they are busy and you start looking for them. Because normally there is a relationship, there is a communion. God wants us to get to that level with Him where there is a communion between us. That there is no 22 hours that will pass. Like we will say, no, I just want to check your face. I 10 minutes pass. I just want to see how you are doing. 15 minutes pass. That's the power of communion. Not just to watch it, but just not relaxing. I mean, the funny. The second point we will do is that those who have sweet communion with Christ, with God, and when they have needs, God has said to their needs much more than those who don't worship to come and pray and get their blessings and glory. So we need about the power of information that's coming across the world, the power of communion, that's prayer, and then the third one we were on last week, I will tell you to go, is the power of fellowship. The power of fellowship. And we are going to an extent on that. So, our fellowship We're from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and verse 25. Our fellowship. It says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together. You might want to say, not neglecting to meet together. KJV says, not forsaking the assembly of the brethren. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of talking. I was wondering when I read this teacher 2 weeks ago that if you see people run away from Bible study, people run away from prayer meeting in church, people get bothered by going to church, and they feel uncomfortable and going to church, it didn't just start today. This was something written about 2,000 years ago. And Paul was saying that those people you see in church today that run away from the fellowship of the brethren, they have their grandfather in the scriptures, they are different. There are people that their manner is to forsake the assembly of brethren. But there are some people that the reason why they will not be the assembly of the brethren is situations that are beyond their power. So for example, as I'm talking and somebody wants to be in church, but if God says you can't go there, God says that you have been to. And it's not in your office. God understands. As I'm talking, if somebody wants to get here on time, and then he stopped him on the road. He left out quite early. And he stopped on the road, and he stopped on here. We left up like five or getting here like actually. Somebody may sit on the road like that. And God understands. But there are some people that as we are talking now, they have full control over their time. And they are not here. And that is their manner. And God says, these are the people I'm talking about. People who intentionally forsake the assembly of the brethren. As the manner of talking, it's not their attitude, it's not their character, it's not their attitude, they have to perceive. Somebody can say, I talk now and they say, they use Bible study. It's Bible study. It's not something about it. And you know, I don't know who told Nigerian faithful that Sunday service is more important to God than weekly service. I don't know where they got to the Bible. I've been there for that regard from the Revelation. Where they say that the Sunday service is the one God is interested in, more than all the other religious services. I'm not fond of that. But somewhere in the mindset of people, they don't believe that Sunday must be the day, is the day of the Lord. People, the way they call it, the day of the Lord. So this day is the day of food. I don't understand it. So because it's the day of the Lord, people prepare ahead of it. And this is somebody that will never attend to be in this service. But it doesn't mean it's not this service. But by helping that this place, his blessing is in the middle of the service. And as we can let you know, God, for the past three years, I've been talking to you for this reason that God done it. And God is looking at him. So you want me to answer you on your hand? No, I answer you on my hand. So there are people who are not here, and it is just their manner. And I hope they will listen to me when you tell me to that pastor. It's just they are manner, they have to excuse. Somebody can start home and they're watching movies and he's gone for that. At least I think about it that how can my church, not somebody else's church, my church member, you'll be in church. And I will be at home watching television. I won't tell you that thing. I don't know how easy it is for people to sit at home. When I always ask myself, those who are in church now, even before meeting a pastor, before I have to be a pastor, those who are in church now, do they have more problems than I have? Is it that they need God's mercy much more than I need it? Is it that they need God's favor much more than I need it? Or that I don't need the things they need? I don't understand. There was a year that we were in church before they did a pastor service. And then this pastor preached, January from the 12th to the 31st. At the end of that 34, the first question, I stood among the workers and announced. I said, my family for that year, my family was the only family that the public elders had wanted, including the Bishop Pastor family. I was the pastor. Because I feel that when it comes to serving in the house of the Lord, I should take the lead. I don't know where to the competition is. I'll be there with my wife, with my kids. That we have a problem, we're not praying, we're praying for us, God, no? But not just the person when you want to be in the presence, you want to start. And by that, you are fellowshipping together with the brethren. The Bible says that they're exhausting one another and so much more, and he sees the day approaching. The day is approaching. You know, the day approaching. And most people say the man says that it's approaching again. When will the shepherd go? When we don't want this, everything you hear in the gospel is the day that we're approaching. Whatever message we're preaching was the last day that was approaching, that is still approaching. I don't know if we are that level before. But when you say on this, that was what was paramount now happening. But we can't preach 30-minute message without talking about heaven or without talking about rapture. Because that's the day that is approaching. And that's why God is asking us that we should come together and fellowship together brethren. The kind of fellowship you keep as a believer determines your progress in life. If you fellowship with the brethren, you are likely going to behave, going to do what a brethren will do. When you fellowship more with unbelievers, you are likely going to react the way unbelievers will do. I think some people don't display some action, and they are wondering, when you first tell the scripture, why would you behave that way? Because before, we have spent more of the time with those who are not brethren than those who are brethren. And they know it's your problem. Every contact will leave an impact in your life. How many times do you come to church? On Sunday, for 2 hours, 9 to 11, 2 hours, Sunday. And we talk like ours. We leave online. And then Bible study, 2 hours. 6:30 to 8:30. Most of all, we come like pastors. So, in a week, someone will fellowship with a brethren for how many hours? 2 hours on Sunday and 2 hours Bible study. In a whole week, how many hours are in a week? There's 4 hours in a week. There's 7 days in a week. So there's 4 times 7. All the places they were writing come tomorrow. The first person will have to get their years to go. So it's 4 times 7.
What's the
seed? 118. Is that correct?
What?
5 times 7 is 140. 4 times 7 is
28.
What? That's 168. 168. Now, out of 168 hours in a week, all that a man can fellowship with his brethren is 4 hours. The remaining hour is spent with people who will not reason like the brethren, who will not talk like the brethren, who will not act like the brethren. So I want to hear the best from here. In my family, we will act like the people in hand around me. So when you see a young man, misbehaving, it's not before. We spend more of his time with those who are not brethren. So there are people who will forsake attention to the brethren as their honor. I know there are people, there are students, there are people who will come to church because it's under proportion. It's not proportion that they should be here for them. So there is somebody listening to me now. There's just a situation that was known that you must be here tonight. And I'm glad you are here. Please listen and speak. Okay? A situation just was known that if not for that situation, you will not be there to tell you for me. Brother, have I completely reminded you of the spirit? Should I call your name? There is not that situation that normally you will not be bothered in a private study. You know, I don't know about their manner, you see one is just unfortunate, unfortunate. So there are two types of fellowship every believer must keep. The first one is returning to the Creator, which is not happening. The first one is returning to the Creator, and the second one is the fellowship with other Christians. In the power of fellowship, there are two types of fellowship. The first one is fellowship with the Creator, of God Almighty, and the second one is fellowship with other Christians. Fellowship with the Creator, fellowship with the Creator will not be dealt with in those who make up minds of Him. That's the power of communion. the power from information. That you read your Bible, get to know that the Word of God, take time to communicate with Him, relate with Him. Not just run to Him when you have problems. Have a relationship. Have a fellowship with the Lord. And the second one is fellowshipping with other believers. What's not 4:20? Fellowshipping with other believers. Our love for God is reflected in our love for other believers. What's not 4:20? If a man says, I love God and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And that thing is in two parts. The first part of that hatred is pure hatred, and you don't want to see that person. You don't hate that person from the depth of your mind. I don't know if you have seen that in church. I believe you don't have that from here. The second part of that hatred is you don't have seen intentionally hate that person. But you are not bothered about that person. You are not concerned about that person. The person does not exist as much as you are. So for example, you are in the same church, and there's somebody who has not been in church for 3 Sundays, and it's your brother, and you have not checked up on that person. But you don't hate him. You have not checked up on that person. That's the second part of that issue. It's not that you hate the person that like you want to personally do it to you, but you are not bothered without the person's existence. So you need to not exist. That's one side of that effect. Most of us may not fall into the fourth part of that effect, or most of us fall into the second part of that effect. I have to try to take about 3 or 4 times on Sunday. I have to try to come together with one guy and say, let's have the names of those who are coming who are not in church for this service, and make them to call off on them. For every believer, God will certainly plant you in a place where it is easy for you to grow. How I talked about human values, I told us to read in this story that God looks for touches before He sends you through to those churches. He looks for this in that church. In this church, they need somebody like you think. Somebody who has the wisdom of Samuel Salah. Somebody who has the business of Pagani. Somebody who has the ability for the Sakoi. And God intentionally sends that person to that church to be a blessing to that church. The second part of that message is that God also looks for where you will share better, where you will grow well as a believer, and the plan people in that church. So the reason why God has brought the disciples to this church is because God knows that around some set of people here, your life will be better. And the extent to which you fellowship will show people that God has planted you around, the easier it is for God to grow you to the level of where He's taking you. We all know if you have done a group before in school. I know you have done a group in practical, but you have done in school. You know that some plants will do better on some soil than some other soil. How do you know that? So there are places where you plant right, and it will never grow. So, when I was growing up, I was trying to be creative. So I planted rice in our backyard, but even so. For funny enough, we'll just be preparing to cook and you will drink pepper. After you have washed the pepper with water, you pour the water with the seasoning of the pepper, you pour it at the backyard and naturally grows on the bone. Because that ground is suitable for the growth of that water. God will bring you to a place where it is easy for you to grow. And for God to achieve His purpose, you also need to cooperate with God. God bringing you to that place is your own part of the game. You cooperating with God is your part of the game. That is, you'll be in that place and get all of the available new strength that you need to bring that to. It's not to be nowadays that God believers who have not planted in one place, in one fellowship. What they are doing is just wait around to catch rent. Wait around to catch revelation. Hey! Rent man. And they don't even work like that. Everybody must be planted in the faith. Sometimes telling me they have one of our things to me. Say God is giving us that we should not stay in a particular church. that the way God is feeling now, she wants to be a blessing to so many churches. And she feels that the gifting of God upon her life is so much that they can't be in one place. Have you been able to do this? She tells us in one place, but she wants to be a blessing to God. So what she has decided is that every Sunday she'll be going to the church from church to church. She'll come to this church to give. Then the second Sunday she'll go to another church. And the third Sunday she'll go to another church. And like, wow, I think she'll be coming out regularly. Like, once in a month, in 2 months, she'll be coming out regularly. That's the kind of thing people they have and what they're looking for them on. First is that our friend the Spirit, Holy Spirit, don't stand like he's supposed to be. And the people that you came to us, I have no problem what you want to do. It's okay. If God is leading you like that, it's good. But you have to be sure that God is leading you, because if you must do things that God will not be happy with. See, have you ever planted something with God? Yes, you have to do something with me. You have to leave something with God. Do it with me. What have you planted with God? Let's say I planted a cassava. See, imagine that I find cassava to be in this place. And every Sunday, I go to the front of the cassava. I plant it in another place. And every time I remove it, I say, like this tree, I planted it with you. The cassava will die. What can you do? That's exactly what you want to do to your spiritual life. You want to be here. Because God has carried that every body was deep in the place. When you are being nurtured, you are being watered, you are being tested, you are being given all the available nutrients that you need to grow. And let me tell you a little bit. You know that as good as most people are, nobody can survive on their life. Like the morning, you buy the three rice to eat. As good as the afternoon, you buy the same rice, the foil you eat. The foil, you don't want to try the foil. You don't know. Are you sure you don't know? You don't want to pray the prayer. You're lying in the middle of the prayer. I'm here telling you. Daniel, please, you must take up for the prayer. That was for you. We just start to read it. Then they have to know. We take the prayer. You leave the monkey. Then at night, you take the prayer. Then the next day, morning, you take the prayer. In the afternoon, you take the prayer. How long can that person survive on that prayer? As good as it is. It's three more answers, but it's not a balance. The only place where you get a balance diet is where God has planted you. Where God has planted you, get every nutrient. The sweet one and the bitter one. So nutrients are free to take. So nutrients are bitter to take. So it's not on Sunday that everybody was planning at home. That one was a bitter nutrient that was taking. So everybody was planning to take was a bitter nutrient. Because I was thinking about starting to. Now when you go for one meeting, you go for one meeting there, you take chocolate, that one is sweet. You go for another meeting there, you take ice cream, that one is sweet. You go for another meeting there, you take meat pie, that one is sweet. But you won't get four nutrients that will help you grow. Because what you've been meeting by God, what is sweet to the mouth. And what is sweet to the mouth is bitter to the soul. One time. So God will place you in an environment where it's easy for you to grow. But you can choose whether to grow in that environment or not to grow. God has placed there, and said, no, God, I don't want to be different in this. And then you choose not to grow. God has no problem with it. It's your decision. In fellowshipping with other friends, there are three levels of relationship every believer must keep. The fellowship of other friends, three levels of relationship that every believer must keep. The fourth one is the one I call upward relationship. Upward relationship. The second one is the one I call same level relationship. And the third one is the one I call downward relationship. Three levels of relationship. The first one is an upward relationship. The second one is a same level relationship. And the third one is a downward relationship. Everybody needs this relationship. The upward relationship, in another word, you can call spiritual mentoring. Spiritual mentoring. And you have a relationship with people who are higher than you in spiritual things. Those who have been there before you, and they are still there now. Those whom they thought as hell, who have gone through the state that you are going through spiritually. You keep a relationship with them. People can see you and call you, what sort of prophet did I hear you do? If I hear that from you again, I'm not in this side. That's spiritual mentoring. When you get to a level where there's nobody you are looking up to spiritually, there's nobody you can call my father in the Lord. There's nobody you can call my spiritual, my senior colleague in the Lord. Everybody has become level relationship, then you are telling the Lord. No matter the level you are, God will bring people into your life and can use to speak into your life. Something happened in Nigeria, I think any last year or late proper year. Was it Saturday morning? Pastor E, everybody woke up from Virgin Town, he said, and his wife, and they are finally here, clean to Bishop Edipo's house, 5 a.m. in the morning, without any invitation. God just said, just wanted to pray with him. And he took American prayer and prayed with him and arrested him out and left. And the following week, Bishop Clay was going to crash this year for no reason. And the only thing that saved him was that a senior minister in the gospel came to pray to a pastor to problem before it happened. In fact, he doesn't talk about this problem. So God will always bring people into your life that will tell you this is the way to go. This is very true. No matter how spiritual you are, you must have that person. Don't get to a level where you feel that you can hear all of the things God needs to tell you. That you are so close to God that you can hear all of the things that God needs to tell you. God cannot take somebody into your life again to be Christian. One man that asked God more than any other person in the history of the world is Moses. He opened the book of Numbers, verse 1. And God spoke to Moses. Go to the next and God said to Moses, and God spoke to Moses. God was always speaking to Moses. But there was something that baffled me in the relationship of Moses to God. One day Moses was counseling, how much people were always going to counsel. And his father-in-law came to him. And his father-in-law looked at him and said, Moses, only you will counsel all of these people, 2 million people, you will die. And he goes, don't call my daughter for a widow. Don't do this again. This is when you pray. Pray everything to Christ. The one they cannot handle at this level, go to this level. Then the final one now comes to you. That's the Victoria division. Started to be better. I don't ask myself, why is this the only preacher for this man? For God was looking for everything. For God was looking for to kill himself. Why did God find that information from Moses? And Moses put that in place and he grew up for 18 years. Let me believe you that this will not get accepted in time. But it took somebody who was older than him to let him know that this is it. In your life, God will bring people into your life that one word from them can save you 10 years of struggle. One information can save you so many years of struggling with a particular thing. One prayer from them can be linked stable into your destiny. Those are upward relationships, spiritual mentors. Ask yourself, as I'm talking now, who are the people you have in your life that can speak into your life? There are some people who don't have anybody that can speak into your life, that can talk to you, that God can speak to you through them. It doesn't have to be your pastor. I'm not looking for sons and daughters. I have enough for it. Even if you want to tell your right application, I have enough. So don't think I'm asking to bring anybody. But who can you say in your life that if God wants to speak to me in front of us, that the pastor of my relationship with this person and this person, God can speak to me? If there is not a serious challenge, then it will be difficult for God to reach you if you want to reach you. I don't know if you have been trying to walk somebody's mind before. and I tend to cross the line and say busy. And then I'm trying to cross past the championship room, and somebody says the championship, don't worry, I have the top line. It is important. It's a very, very important. And the first is called one, and it is one. So that means after he has a better relationship with him than me. If you want to have that, you think all time is full time. So ask yourself, who has been in my life and God can speak into my life? In case God is speaking to me and I can't hear, that God can speak into my life too, like God is careful to speak into the life of God. If God cannot find any, it will be difficult, very difficult for God to speak into your life on the 35,000 that he needs to pass through. What I call a relationship? Upward relationship. A spiritual mentorship. The second one is same level relationship. Those are the people who are on the same level with you, who are your colleagues, who are your friends, who are your peers, people you do things together, people you are growing up together with. They are also important in your relationship and fellowship with the believer. But think about fellowshipping with the person. So these three will be available in your church. You can have them elsewhere, but the fellowship with the person, you must have them around you in the same church. People that you know that we are participating. People that you are growing together. People that know what you believe and what you do to stand for. So that when they begin to hear that in the future, when they begin to hear that you are beginning to change from the things that you used to believe in, they can challenge you. Ah! Brother, that is so far we started. I remember this was how we started. At that time, when you really like it, I remember those days that we used to do some competition. While we were studying, MTM came with one free midnight call.
Extra cool.
They did it.
No.
They don't mean the game. Free midnight call. So what we're doing at the same is that we'll call ourselves and connect and start praying in the free. This is the most question that will get tired. We'll now pray. 5 o'clock. Everyone, we're waiting for that time. Charge and prepare for that time, and you are breaking in front for the next 30 minutes for 1 hour. Those are the things we are competing with. You may look like something special, but some of those things are helpful. You know that somebody can go to the gym. He has not gone to the gym for 20 serious, you know. He's just playing with the little, and he just carried him on. Like, then he will leave those who want to carry from morning to night. Then he comes to the second, he will just play around. All of those movements that he's doing, although he's playing with it to help on his body, you begin to see that he's saving from weight. So some of those things help us. And then we can cooperate more. We enter partner with him, and the next one will say, How many things do you do yesterday? Yeah, 2.5 minutes or 15. I did 1 hour, 7 minutes. If I wanted to know what I said, I was doing to say, 1 to 7 minutes, tomorrow will be today. Accept, okay, I'll make a change to. And then the next day, we'll go for it. 5 minutes! How many minutes from the living room tonight? Yeah, I did 1 hour, 7 minutes. Let me make 1 hour, 7 minutes. I really to try to beat me. Yeah, I did 1 hour, 7 minutes. Ah! Okay, tomorrow. And then what happened to me? Those are levels of relationships that you grew up together with. So they're coming like, who's the living room to the kitchen? Say, God, I wish we can do those things now. I know we are still doing it, so it's just that we can't feel like there's one boy who now we go through with the beach. So who are the people that are on the same level with you that you can complete the required things together and say, come, let's see the first person that will finish the Old Testament. I'm starting tomorrow, let's start together. And some people start reading. This one is not supposed to attend to this, this is somebody else. I can tell you I'm not supposed to attend to this, because it's the kingdom of God. So what happened to me in the Genesis? Yeah, I don't think Genesis is for the right now. I'm going to share this with you tomorrow. That's the Genesis. They have left the left. We have left the beginning. In fact, we have jumped and then you go from far, from far. Hey, what happened? Those are people at the same level with you. They are praying together in sin. They are praying together in spiritual things. Most of you don't have such people. But you have people that get into trouble. Black people are telling the latest design in town. Black people are telling the latest hairstyle in town. Black people are told you the latest dance mode in town. Are you okay for? Black people are told that to you, but you are that can damage your people life. You are missing something.
Downward relationship. And this relationship with those
who are looking up to. The first one is upward relationship. That relationship will tell those who are looking up to your spiritual mentor. Those whose today is going to be your tomorrow. Those whose testimony today is your prayer point today. Those who you are trusting God to get to where they are, those are those you are looking up to. The second one is same level relationship. That's your colleagues, your peers. People that there is no level between all of you, people here are just level. You are level. When you pour water will flow. It either it flows down, if it is up down, or it goes up if it is a pumping machine. But this one between you and them, if you pour water, it will not go there and pump back, it won't go down. Same level. But the third one is spiritual discipleship. Those that are trusting God that they will get the way you are. Those who will say that your life is different than their life spiritually. Those that God can use you to speak to their destiny and their life. That God can use you to correct their personality in their life because you are passed through where they are passing through today. Those that is down your relationship. At this point, it's important. Because there are times you want to do something and you will not even bother with your same level relationship. There are times you want to do something and you don't bother about your own relationship. You don't call the call for them. But once in a while, you want to do something and you think of those who are breaking up to me. You tell them, ah, what is that for calling me? See me in this new bad man. What will you do? What if God has been seeing me, doing this that I want to do? And God is being told. That's what I want to do. Three services, three religions. One day, that time I think was 3 years ago, we just came to this church, we were losing that for 5 hours. And almost every time we were talking, 1 hour was 5 or something or something. And after a while, I went to gather something together. I went to retreat the one power of that guy. Just repeated it. I like to put a one-to-one communication. I repeated it like on Saturday. First session on Sunday. And on Tuesday, coming to my session, I came out of that exhortation day. Some people have been like the other morning, where there is no friend. And then there was old dog. The Bible study was not over and I was just reading it. And one power was trying to emphasize small things. I don't take the bad people, we should be there. I just printed it out. He was pushing. At the time, he just hit and clapped. I know that the one part that he wrote it before, he just told me to cover it up and printed it. You know that kind of thing. And when anything was hitting like this, he would just smile again. And as he talked to him, he just smiled again. I thought, you were in trouble today. I went with Marwa, the protected one. We will get to a police station today. I asked my wife to be driving the car. I come down with him. I told the people in the car to get down all of them got in. It's far out to get down all of them got down. So, luckily or unluckily, my wife talked to the man and passed that video from house. I said, you be praying for God, this man and this man. This morning, he must pray this morning. And as we just went to tell him, if I was going to tell him, he was going to pray. I said, call everybody to vote for this one, you will do this one. And as we were praying for that, fortunately or fortunately for me, he passed in front of that video put out. Here I was ready for trouble. I don't know where he was, he passed. Ah, I said, oh, God, why not find me? I said, oh, God, why not find me? And the video just came out. I said, Pastor, this was the problem. I said, well, the problem is that the gentleman is not the one who did want to. There's something that they need to do. Thank you, but Manuel. But that day I was my phone call for. So don't pick me out away from this one today. I can handle it. And so, God, don't pick me out this one. I can handle this one. It was not my best. I was ready for the man. But there was a somewhat relationship I told myself. If this person is seeing me doing it, to not respect what you would like to say, and I know every believer needs this three-level relationship. The upward the same devil, and three of them have contribution to their life. When the devil is ready to destroy them, and he begins to trim those things away, he begins to trim those things away from your life. The moment you begin to see that the devil is cutting those people away from you, or is making you not realize their importance, and you are not allowing to bring your life again, at that moment, you suspect that the devil is being a victim, and that game is wrong in your favor. Father, you have to God 1 minute. The Lord help me to have the right kind of fellowship with the brethren.
Thank you for listening to this message. We are sure you are blessed by it. If you would like to contact us, our address is 102 St. Fimbres Road, Akoka, Lagos. Our phone number is 0813-529-1769. Our email address is fgcdominioncentre@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Facebook at Foursquare Dominion. God bless you.